morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and it is a bright Saturday morning. I can't believe this weather is just following me everywhere I go. I understand tomorrow we're getting a little bit of overcast weather, but Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 today to give us an update. But for right now, we're going to be talking a little bit about Father's Day and a tribute to fathers, because tomorrow is Father's Day, and there's a lot of things that are going on in the area here today. So on my board here, I have Mike Catanzaro. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Well, I've had my second cup of coffee, so I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, and you got to do the walk later on, too.
Yep, that's right. Today is the Salgi Esophageal Cancer Walk. Excuse me, and my family is going to be going down to Warwick City Park. So I have to leave a little bit early today. I'm leaving at 7:45, so Mike, you're going to take us out till 8 o'clock.
Okay.
I have every confidence in you that you'll do just fine.
I believe I will.
Yes. So anyway, to kick off things and everything, there is so much going on. And I just wanted to get right into it.
Okay.
Today in Attleboro, we have the expo for the census. I know everyone was talking about that during the last couple of weeks, but it's actually here, folks. And from noon to 5 o'clock today in the downtown area, it's one of the best family events ever. It's free for everyone, and they have everything and everything. They have police and fire exhibits. And they have artists that are doing chalk drawings. They have a live band performances. They have all kinds of different things, and even a Ferris wheel, sand sculpting, local restaurants, food tastings, exhibits. I mean, they have a military memorabilia from the Attleboro area, because back in the World War II, Attleboro was the jewelry capital of the country. So there's going to be a huge exposition about that, saluting a legacy of Attleboro's long pride history of making military medals and awards. And it's really great, something to see. I don't know if I'll be back in time to see this, but bring the family all down. I mean, it's a wonderful day to do that. But if you're an early riser like I am at 5 a.m., the Attleboro Farmers Market starts today. It's starting their fifth season, but a new location. Just as I started to learn to pronounce Finberg Field, they moved it.
They probably did that on purpose.
Now it's at the O'Connell Field in Capron Park, and it runs from 9 to 1 p.m. today. They say that it's a third move, but who cares? I mean, we'll find the market wherever you move to. And next week I will have, I picked up a lot of tickets and I brought them over to, I was going to bring them down here today, but I won't be going to the farmer's market. But it's Six Flag tickets. I think it's $15 off admission. So I generally like to go up there every time after the show and give them tickets. This year we can't give them Paw Sox tickets because we don't have them, but I like to give them discount tickets so they can hand them out to families. And next week I'll be doing that for Six Flags.
I've been to Six Flags.
I have not yet.
It's a pretty cool place.
Is it?
It's actually, I think, twice or 10 times as big as Rocky Point was.
Oh, Rocky Point, yeah.
Yeah, who could forget that, huh?
I think we all can relate to that. But I hope that you get a chance to go to the farmer's market today in the morning, and then you can walk down to the downtown area, because it'll be open at noontime today. But they have some really great farms, too, that are coming in. Foxborough Cheese Company is going to be there. Nettie's Kettle Corn, oh my God, that stuff is so addictive. They've got a family farm that does honeybees, and they make their own honey.
Wow.
I mean, it's just really great. They have so many wonderful things, and Harvest Bread Bakery is going to be there, and also Coastal Vineyards are going to be there too, and many more. Every year they add on to it, and it's just really a phenomenal event. And that's one of the things that I love about Attleboro and our area, because now we start to have all these wonderful festivals, family-oriented things that our children and grandchildren can enjoy, as well as the Capron Park and the Capron Park Zoo. So if you're out and about today, it looks like it's going to be a fabulous day today. Please head on out to the Attleboro area and check it out. So that's just some of the things that are happening in the area. There are other things that are happening outside of us. In Providence today from noon to 8 p.m. is Pride Fest, and they're going to be having a lot of celebrations. And let's see, what else do they have down here? Oh, yeah, they have a kids' zone. They have performances. They have folks from American Idol are going to be performing, as well as other artists. And then at, 8:45, they have their Pride Fest annual parade. So you can check that out. So from noon to 8 p.m., they have a lot of activities in the downtown area. And then at 8:45, they have their annual parade. So check that out if you get a chance.
Now, you know what's funny, Elaine? American Idol was at downtown all week.
They were in my neck of the woods because I couldn't get in because of the bus was blocking Kennedy. It was like Kennedy Plaza.
They were doing auditions.
Yeah.
So did you audition?
No, because the only thing that I can, the only way that I would sing is karaoke and or in the shower, and that's about it. Yeah. Other than that, no, we don't want to bore people with that because it's just, oh boy, oh boy. No, but when you have like a glass of wine or two and you do karaoke and everybody around you is applauding you, you either know that you sing really good or boy, do you suck. But I always choose somebody from karaoke if I do it, like they can't really sing. Like I would never do a Whitney Houston song in my life. But there are other people that do and they think they can hit those high notes. I do things like, you know, Creedence Clearwater, you know, I do Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, or R.E.M. Losing My Religion. Those people, you know, they have like a range that I can sing, and it's just a lot of fun. But there's a musical group called Train that's coming. It's going to be pulling into the Xfinity Center tonight at 7 o'clock. And I actually met the one of the guitarists there last year. He was at Yankee Spirits. He has a winery. He invested a lot of his money into a winery, and he was selling really great red wine and white, and they were named after the songs like Hey So Sister, California, and other songs. So it was really cool. Oh, my God, a blast from the past. New Kids on the Block is going to be at TD Gardens on June 24th. Kid Rock on June 25th is going to be at the Xfinity Center. So that's going to be pretty cool. Bare Naked Ladies is also coming to Mohegan Sun on the 27th of June. And, oh, my gosh, Brian Williams of the Beach Boys is going to be coming into town at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion in Boston on July 2nd. And Megan Trainor, who sings It's All About the Bass, it's July 4th. She's going to be coming to Mohegan Sun. So those are just a couple of folks that are coming up here. But locally, we also have Concert in the Park. And Attleboro, we have the Sunset, the Summer Concert Series in Capron Park. And let's see, July 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, let's see, July 30th, August 6th, the August 13th, August 20th, and August 27th. And I want to have Tony Viveras come in and talk to me about who's who and coming in. Now, tomorrow at La Salette Shrine, there's going to be a barbecue from 1 to 4 o'clock. There's going to be grill specialties from Argentina, Italy, French Canadian, which I am part, and delicious Indian food. So check that all out too. There's a lot of things going on, but and if you play the lottery, good luck. And here are your lottery numbers for today. Mass Daily is 5532. Rhode Island Daily is 9776. Mass Cash is 9, 10, 23, 24. And 22. So let me read that again. Mass Cash, 9, 10, 22, 23, 24. Wow. That's really amazing to have three numbers in a row like that. Mega Millions. I don't know anybody who's won this, but good luck, and I hope you have Mega Millions. The number is 4, 35, 36, 52, 68. The mega Ball actually is number 8, and the Mega Plier is 3. So that's a hard one to digest. That's really, really hard. Unless people have like random numbers and things like that where you pick out like birth dates of, you know, family members or yourself or your psychic. I don't think anyone is ever going to win Mega Millions. I shouldn't say never, but have you ever played the lottery, Mike?
I do once in a blue moon, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, every now and then I might get the feeling to do so, but every time I've played, I don't know, maybe it's just me, I never really, actually most of the time I usually either win my money back and I can play again.
Right.
Or I don't win at all. So, but you know, it's funny. A few weeks ago, I had a dream that I actually somehow obtained $1 million.
Wow.
And I would assume it had been a lottery winning because, you know, I don't know who anyone that I know of that would just, well, then again, you never know. Because, you know, with God, anything's possible. But and then I was thinking, gee, what'd I do with $1 million? The first thing, what would I do? And of course, you know what I did in the dream? The first thing I did was I went out and bought two brand new cars, one for me and one for my wife. But then I said to myself, gee, is that the first thing I would do? Wouldn't there be something more important, like helping someone?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that
very
is
interesting.
That is interesting. It's a lot of soul.
We could
searching.
Do a whole. We could do a whole show on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a show on something else really unique next week. I'm in the process of trading in a car,
I saw your car. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, when you have a lease and the lease is up, they want you to trade it in, so or upgrade or whatever. So I already gave them the spiel that I don't want any clowns, illusionists, or circus performers to work with me on the deal. That I prefer people that are honest and open, and you know, I'm not going to just buy a car because it looks pretty. I said I'm a logical person, and I want to buy it for the best value at the best price. And so hopefully they will listen to me today, but I'll let you know my buying experience next week. I have one more thing before the break. And this is really a lot of fun, and I'm going to be going to this. At the Bass Pro Shops, every Thursday they have a cruise-in car show. They have over 1,000 cars there from 4:30 to 9 o'clock. Every Thursday, cars from all over New England come. And you can meet the drivers, and I just think it's going to be a really great time to do that, too. So those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about, and like I said, Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35, and I'll be leaving at 7:45 because I have that esophageal cancer walk. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about fathers when we come back. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The place to be on Saturday, July 18th, is most definitely the Attleboro Elks Lodge, located on South Main Street. Why, you ask? Well, sir, that's the date set for the Attleboro Still Rocks Musical Festival, of course. Live performances from a variety of your favorite bands, including the Acoustic Knights, Sticky Feet, the Blue FOs, Circle the Block, Killer Kane and the Jewel City Blues, Seed Racer, Head Shop, and Full Circle will rock on from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. come rain or shine, with music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. For more information, call 508-431-7002.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Possessions, Prize, and Otherwise, a juried exhibition, will be on display at the Attleboro Arts Museum from June 24th to July 23rd. The exhibition will feature art from 70 artists. Jurors for the exhibit are Nancy Grogan and Lucy Grogan of the auction house Grogan & Company. The opening reception will take place on Wednesday, June 24th from 7 to 9 p.m. The reception is free and open to all.
What is one of the deadliest cancers with low survival rates? The answer is esophageal cancer. And that is why it's so important to participate in the SALGI Esophageal Cancer Research Walk on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. at Warwick City Park. Tickets are only $20 in advance, and you can register as an individual or as a team. My family is walking in memory of my nephew, Bob LaRoche, who succumbed to this disease last year. I hope you can join me and my family by calling the SALGI Foundation at 401-615-5869 and walk with us on June 20th. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. As you heard, the Esophageal Cancer Walk is today, and I'll be participating later today. I'm going to be leaving here at 7:45, and Mike is going to be taking over and wrapping up the show for me. We have over 120 folks that are going to be participating in this walk. Okay, let's get back. The whole purpose of our show today, we've done some outs and abouts. Oh, sunset time today is 8:23 p.m., It's getting longer. The days are getting longer, and I can't wait to talk to Jim Corbin about that. And also, too, what's in the air, Jim Corbin? Because, my God, my allergies are kicking in, and I'm not really sure what's going on. But I digress here, and it's all about fathers. So I have a question for you. Was your father like Ozzie Nelson or Ozzy Osbourne? Was he patient and listened to every word you had to say, or did he rant and rave about what you did wrong? Did he ever use kind words, or did he make you stay in your room till St. Patrick's Day? I have to say, growing up, no words put fear in a child's mind as when a mother said, "Just wait till your father gets home."
That was actually a cartoon, you know.
What's that?
Titled, "Wait Till Your Father Gets Home."
Really?
Do you remember that as a kid?
No.
I can even remember the jingle to it.
Oh, my God.
Wait till your father gets home. Until your father gets, wait till your father gets home.
Oh, man.
I forgot the whole like premise of the show. I was a little kid when it was on. But that was the whole idea. You did something wrong, the mother would go, wait till your father gets home.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, it was just really amazing. I grew up in a simpler time, I think, where my father was pretty strict with us. There were five of us. And, yeah, it was pretty unique. It was really interesting. But my dad showed me, many things in life, and some of the things that he did is self-reliance and how not to be afraid of machinery as he as he owned a chain manufacturing company, and he let his kids when I think back on this, it's like, oh my God, he let us like work with the chain machines, and we had to thread them, and we had to learn how to do certain things in the jewelry factory. So I could take a piece of copper coiled and put it through a linking machine, make the chain, tie the chain up at a certain length, dip it in oil, take it out, and start skeining it. I mean, I was really self-reliant back in the day. And I think that is just really, Mike is distracting me because he actually found it. And it's like, I'm trying to get something serious here with people. If you have a fond childhood memory of your dad and paying tribute and would like to wish him a happy Father's Day, give us a call at 508-222-1320. Again, our number is 508-222-1320. But my dad taught me a lot of different things and gave us all life skills and integrity and being honest and following through on something and finishing a project. He taught me how to drive backwards first before I went forward, and I could never understand it. We lived on a dead-end street where there were only five homes, but he told me, he said, the one thing I will teach you is how to back into parallel parking. And so I had to back up, drive down the street, back up. He put two stands together, like maybe like 20 feet apart, and I had to literally try to back into a spot. Then I had to move forward and try to back into the spot again. So today, I thank him for that, because I am an expert parallel parker, and I'm not afraid to pull up and then park.
So it sounds like he had a lot of patience, because my dad did not. when it came to teaching me how to drive.
Well, in that respect, yes. Teaching me how to play guitar was another thing. Because he was playing like, "You Are My Sunshine," you know. And I wanted to play, you know, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction" from the Rolling Stones. So
he taught you how to play guitar?
He did. Well, he tried to.
Tried to.
Yeah, but he couldn't succeed because his patience was just unbelievable. But I mean, like years later, we kind of laughed about it, you know?
Oh, was he a patient man?
No.
No?
God, no.
It sounds like he was more patient with you about teaching you how to drive than my dad was.
Well, yeah, he was really great about that sort of thing. And I think that after he retired, I think that he developed a really great sense of humor. And I think as adult children relating to your father in it, as they get older and as you get older, it becomes so much easier. I mean, I remember my dad, I mean, when I had the house, teaching me how to, like, paint walls. He taught me how to change oil in my car. I mean, it was like, and I'm talking about, like, when I had my kids, you know what I'm saying? When I got divorced, he said, "You got to be self-reliant, and this is what you got to do." And he actually did, and I got underneath my Toyota, and I actually was able to change the oil so I can do that. He taught my sons how to do a brake job and an oil change on their cars, and they can do it, and they've done it for me. I mean, it's just really, he's taught me a lot. He really has, and I miss him very, very much. I do. And how I'll spend my, I'm not going to pull that out.
No.
No. I'm sorry, I digress. I just put a stapler through my thumb. I am going to pull it out. Okay, I did. Anyway, I digress here, guys. I'm not bleeding all over the studio, so Jim Jones, don't worry. We got this. It's all good. Another childhood memory of my dad was like he would always take us and load us in the car and take us for long drives. So that was really fun when I had my older sister, my older brother, and myself, and my younger sister. This is before my baby brother was born. And it was really funny because he would take us on a long drive and would go through, like, Route 6, the back roads and everything. Well, my brother was really, he was a brother. He was my older brother, and he used to sucker punch me in the shoulder all the time. And we got out of hand because we were fighting in the back seat. And my mother drove by a sign that said, and we're out in the country, and there was a sign that said, "Kids for sale." And she said, "If you kids don't stop this, you see that sign? We're going to stop the car," and that's all it took. It was like we were, like, so scared that we were going to be dropped off.
Someone actually was selling kids?
Well, kids are billy goats. You know, they were goats, right. You know, baby goats. Yeah, but we thought it was, like, kids for sale because my mom said they were kids for sale.
Well, my dad used to use, you know, the Bad Boys School in Garden City.
Oh, my God, they did that to us, too.
Yeah, see that play? I'm going to drop you off over there if you don't behave. And my father used to take us for drives, too. We used to go through Scituate. Mm-hmm. And he used to tell me and my sister back, you know, I was like probably about 7 and maybe my sister was 2 or 3. And my father would say, "Oh, in those woods, that's where Robin Hood lives." And we believed it.
Because Dad said so.
Well, plus you're too small to really kind of like do the research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. But, yeah, I mean, I think that fathers, you know, as mothers are the, you know, the glue that holds the family together, fathers are the, you know, I just think that my dad has taught us so much, you know, and I just think that, you know, owning his own business and working in the factories and everything as a young kid, he said to us, he said, "If you don't have a summer job when you were like 16, you were working for him." And a lot of times, I mean, we scrambled to get jobs in the summertime because we did not want to work for him in the summertime in the hot. I mean, it was really hot. You're working in oil. There's machines all around you.
What did he do?
And no air conditioning. Chain manufacturer. He created jewelry.
Oh, all right. Yeah, my father was in the jewelry business, too. What my dad used to do, remember during the school year, you used to get weeks off, you know, like winter vacation or spring vacation, whatever.
Right.
My father would come in my room around 6:30, bang my head and say, "Get up, get dressed. You're coming to work with me."
Mm-hmm.
And my role was, my father was a model maker, and I used to have to glue all his models on this big plywood board.
Wow.
And, yeah, and he'd pay me. It was, you know.
Yes.
So he was just trying to teach me early on about what it's like to work and have a work ethic.
Yeah, and I think that helps. I think it really does build character. And as you can see, I'm full of character today. If you would like to share a memory or a moment or would like to wish your father a happy Father's Day, give us a call at 508 222-1320. I know that everybody's on your first cup of coffee. We're probably on our, I know I'm on my second or third. How about you, Mike? Are you feeling okay? Are you wide awake now?
I have my cup of coffee.
Excellent. Yeah, we're just trying to get it through. And today is a very special day for me as I go down to the Celgene Esophageal Cancer Walk as my nephew succumbed to this terrible disease, and we're hoping to raise some money for that that wonderful foundation and research. There's going to be a huge fundraising event in September, but we'll get more into that in August. I'll let you know more about that. But today it's all about fathers, and I went online to talk a little bit, trying to find some really great quotes and everything, and so many people have been inspired by their fathers. It's amazing. And you know, I think that it's just, you know, like, there's just so many things going on. There were pages and pages and pages of fathers, and I think that it says a lot about how everybody feels about their fathers. Not everyone had a great father that you could learn from. Others had fathers that were pretty strict, but I think that my father was trying to do the best he could, and that's just the best you can do, you know, with five kids and trying to raise kids with your living on a salary that you're just making, you know, your own money, and then trying to feed five people. And they're product of the Depression. Although my father did quite well during the Depression because his father had an ice business. And back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, there was no refrigeration. And they had blocks of ice that you would sell to people to put in your ice box. That's how it became ice box. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And my dad also taught me how to ice skate. I could ice skate backwards, do turns. I was really good when I was a kid. So that's some of the things that he taught me.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's really great. And I think that as I see my kids growing up and having children of their own, you know, their kindness towards their kids is a little bit different philosophy than my dad. They're not as strict. And, you know, for that, I wonder, you know, how their children are going to be turning out. But they seem to be turning out just fine. So all is good. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We come back from break, Jim Corbin will be jumping on the line, and then I'll be taking off at 7:45. But right now, you're listening to Out and About again, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Obvious.
Oh, hey, guys. Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Enjoy an evening stroll at Capron Park the night of the Zoo Moon. This event features food, music, and even a splash pad for the little ones. So show your support for the zoo, local artists, businesses, and crafters on July 22nd from 6 to 9 p.m. simply by attending this fun-filled annual community event.
Thank you. Yes, we are on. Woohoo! It's live radio and anything can happen, and it does. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche on this wonderful sunny Saturday morning. I can't wait to get out there. I'm doing a 5K walk this morning with my family, and Jim Corbin will be calling in just a few moments to give us a heads up on the weather. So I'm going to be taking off after Jim's forecast at 7:45, and Mike Catanzaro's on the board today and helping me as always, and I do appreciate you so much. And he'll be taking us to the end of the show at 8 o'clock this morning. So I hope we have some really great news, and I hope tomorrow will be better. They're predicting rain or showers, I believe. But
really, is that what's supposed to happen tomorrow?
I think so, but you know, I'm not an expert. Jim Corbin is, and he'll be calling in just a few moments.
Now, I heard rumors that tomorrow is the first day of summer.
The 21st.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, so, it is the first day of summer.
Wonder when kids get out of school, if they already got out of school.
Let's see. In Coventry, I think it's. I think everybody next week by next week.
Yeah. What about here in Attleboro? That's a good question, huh?
I'll ask my son about that. Yeah, I'm
some
not
kids
sure.
still in school.
Oh, they have.
Anybody have to?
Oh, wait a minute. I think it's the last week of June.
Is anybody still in school?
Yeah. No, they are.
With the winter we've had?
Well, you know what happened is they had to go beyond because they had so many snow days this year. So everybody's going to the end of the summer. I mean, the end of June. And then, it's just really not a good experience. But you know, that's what it is when you live in New England. You never know. And hopefully with the kids in the summer and... And then they get out, and yeah, it's all good. And we have a lot of different things coming up in the area, too, today. And I hope that everybody gets a chance to get out and do some of the things we do. And Expo for the Census is one of them. And our farmers market starts today, and it's going to be awesome. I wish I had time to run over there, but I won't. But you should. You're going to be up here, right, Mike? Or are you going to head on back down home?
What, for Father's Day?
No, today, later after the show.
I am going back home because it's my anniversary. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Wow, that's great. So anyway, we hope that you have a wonderful day today. And if your dad is still with us, make time to go visit him. And if he's passed, it just really, I feel your pain, I should say. I do. Is Jim here? Wait a minute, we're trying to get Jim Corbin on the line here, I believe. Wait a minute. All right, I'll just talk. It's okay. Anyway, we wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. And I guess we had a call that dropped, so if you want to call us, please call us back at 508-222-1320. So anyway, tomorrow's Father's Day, and it's going to be an interesting mix of weather, I believe. It's going to be a mix of some sun and some overcast weather, and hopefully it'll clear up for everybody in the afternoon. So are we having technical difficulties, my friend? It looks like we are a little bit.
Yeah, it's strange. The phone calls are coming through, but nothing is. Nothing seems to be like when I go to pick it up, it's like a dial tone.
You're kidding.
That's really weird.
That is weird. Well, okay. Well, I'll just keep talking and then... Okay, so he's calling in again. All right, that's okay, no problem. I'll read a really great quote. Oh, we got him? All right, here he is, the one and only Jim Corbin. Good morning. How are you, Jim?
All right. How are you? What a day today, huh?
I know. It's going to be a great day, isn't it? You tell me some good news, my friend. Tell me some good news.
Well, the only negative about later today is going to be some high clouds will start dimming the sun, but no rain for the daylight hours today. So all the activities going on, of course, your walk, the farmer's market, and everything else going on throughout the afternoon, morning and afternoon, just perfect weather, low humidity, not much wind. So today is definitely the pick of the weekend. We're going to reach the mid-70s, so that's comfortable, low humidity. Really can't get much better than that for outdoor activities. Now, if you wanted it to be a real good beach day, you might say, well, I'd rather have it a little warmer than 74, 75. You'll have to wait for that, but at least for most outdoor activities, it looks really good. Now, tonight we're going to cloud up, and I think towards midnight, a couple of showers will move in. So if you have early evening plans, it should be okay. And it does look like, unfortunately, Elaine, we're going to get into some rain for Father's Day. In fact, tomorrow morning, some of the rain could come down at a pretty heavy clip. In fact, the heavier rains could be down further south, down towards Fall River, Warwick, and further south, even along the south coast. So those places actually have not had a lot of rain in the last month or two. So you know it's bad timing, but then again, a lot of people do things indoors for Father's Day as well as outdoors. So certainly you're going to want to make sure you're ready for some rain tomorrow. There's likely to be a break in the action, or a very lighter rain during the afternoon, and then a few more showers tomorrow evening. So it's not going to rain all day long, but I tell you, it's going to rain a good many hours. So, again, enjoy today while you can, and then watch the pitter-patter on the windowsill tomorrow. Good news, of course, as Monday returns, so does the sun. What do you know, right? As everyone heads back to school. Although I know some of the schools are already out, but most still have a few days left. It looks like a warm day, though, on Monday. Temperatures will be in the low 80s. So, again, today nice. Not so nice tomorrow unless you really love rain, and then back to sunshine on Monday. Just a quick outlook. Tuesday, it looks like we have a shot at severe thunderstorms, so we'll be monitoring that over the next few days. But overall, I know I'll be quick. It looks like no rain until probably a few showers by midnight tonight, so enjoy today.
Okay, great. I have a quick question. Is there any tropical storm happening out in the Atlantic?
No, but actually the reason we're going to get the enhanced rain tomorrow is, remember the storm the other day, Bill, that hit the Texas area, Tropical Storm Bill?
Yes, I
do. Well, anyway, if you don't remember it, I do.
I remember.
Anyway, the remains of that is actually coming across the area, merging with the front tomorrow morning, and that's why we're going to get enhanced rainfall. So you were asking about the tropics. No, nothing brewing at the moment, but we will get the sort of the ghost, the remains, the haunting remains of what used to be Tropical Storm Bill that hit Texas about 4 days ago. It's now actually, believe it or not, in southern Ohio, and that's what's going to hit us tomorrow morning. I say hit us, don't make it sound like it's a terrible thing, but there will be enhanced rainfall. But other than that, though, nothing brewing in the tropics. We're still very early in the season. And you were asking, Elaine, about the long days. Of course, tomorrow is the longest day of the year by a few seconds. Mm-hmm. The summer solstice officially arrives at 12:38 early tomorrow afternoon on Father's Day.
Wow.
And so tomorrow, not only is it Father's Day, but it's the longest day of the year. How about that?
Wow, that sounds fabulous. Oh, my God, that is wonderful. And I love the sunset times, too, of today is 8:23 p.m. Honestly, that's awesome. And
then, right, we have another minute to go for one more minute of the sunset later next week, and then we start going the other way a little bit. What were you going to say, Mike? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Jim, how much do we lose in sunlight each day after that?
Well, it's very gradual initially, or for the first, say, 2-3 weeks. We lose literally maybe 10, 20 seconds. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, seconds. And then as you get to about, usually, I can usually notice it just a few days after the 4th of July.
Right.
You can tell we're losing about a minute, a little over a minute each day. And then as we get towards the towards August, we're losing about 2-2.5 minutes a day. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it starts to add up when you go past each day. So these are the days that that you really get to enjoy. A day like today, where granted there will be some high clouds later, but we get to enjoy all 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight today without any rain. So that's the good news. So these are the days to enjoy. Again, unfortunately, we do have some rain tomorrow. But then again, it's just a one-day stretch, and then we're back to sunshine on Monday.
Wow, that sounds great. I love the fact that even though we do have some rain coming in, that we're getting 80-degree weather next week. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is going to warm up. But we'll have to watch that Tuesday afternoon, evening situation. And I'll have obviously more on that Monday morning, but as will other forecasters, because we have really not had any real severe weather this season. Not that we're rooting for it, but we've lucked out so far. Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening might be our first real bout with strong thunderstorms around the area, so that's something to keep an eye on. But down the road, that's still several days, so enjoy today. Have fun at your walk, Elaine, and I'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great, and thank you so much for calling in. Have a great week. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Wow. So today is the best day ever. So, yeah. So do you have any anniversary planned?
Well, you know, I pretty much let
your wife?
Sue dictate what's going to happen today because, you know, a happy wife is a happy life.
That's right. So, and you're so young and you've learned that.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, I just let her do all the picking.
The planning and everything.
Yeah, because really it's all about making her happy, you know. I took the day, pretty much most of the day off, because we usually volunteer at night at a ministry, and I took all that off, and I think she wants to go to a movie tonight.
Oh, that's great. There's a lot of them out there.
We're looking at movies and, you know, which one to see. That's a tough choice because there's so many out there.
Yes.
And then, you know, ones that are, you know, good value movies, you know, something that makes you laugh, you know, is really what we're really looking after. So we got some movie tickets that people have given us that we like to go. We always get to go to a movie for free a lot of times when we do go, because we don't go that often.
Right.
So we may be doing that. We may be taking a walk by the beach because we live near the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or as they say, wada.
It sounds like a wonderful time. Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, they said that it would never last, so it's...
Well, how many years now?
Five.
Wonderful.
5 years.
Again, congratulations. That's great. I only have a minute and a half before I have to scoot out of here before our break, but and Mike is going to take you up to the 8 o'clock hour. But if you get a chance, folks, to get out and about, I hope you have a chance to do that. We have the Farmers Market in the morning starting at 9. We have... The Attleboro, for the census, the festival for the census, and that's coming up from, what is it, noon? Noon to 5? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we're both looking at each other going, all right. I'm just trying to do a wrap-up before I leave, before I have to run out.
Tell everybody again where you're going to be.
I'm going to be at the, I'm doing a walk in memory of my nephew, Robert LaRoche, and it's the Salji Esophageal Cancer Walk in Warwick, Rhode Island, at Warwick City Park. It starts at 9 a.m. I thought it was at 10 a.m. That's why we have to run down. I have to run down and get going and make sure I get down there before it starts. Registration and then team photos and then everything. So I'll see my family today, which is always great. And it's always wonderful to connect. So there'll be lots of hugs and it'll be a great
So in other words, if you want to participate now, it's kind of too late to get involved because you had to have pre-registered
you
already.
You had to pre-register before, but people can sign up. It's $25 to register now.
So show up?
Yeah. But there's,
so they got to get there at 9.
You have to get there before 9, yes. And that's why I have to leave a little bit earlier so I can get there. Early enough. I'll arrive before then, no problem, but I generally help set up, too, if they need
anything.
Yeah,
you got a car where you hit a button, the wings come out.
Yeah, I wish. I wish. Anyway, this is Elaine the Roach. I'm going to sign off right now because I have to run, but Mike Catanzaro is going to be here at the other side of the break. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Saturday. Stay tuned. There's more of Out and About with Elaine.
Place to be on Saturday, July 18th is most definitely the Attleboro Elks Lodge, located on South Main Street. Why, you ask? Well, sir, that's the date set for the Attleboro Still Rocks Musical Festival, of course. Live performances from a variety of your favorite bands, including the Acoustic Knights, Sticky Feet, the Blue FOs, Circle the Block, Killer Kane and the Jewel City Blues, Seed Racer, Head Shop, and Full Circle will rock on from 11 a.m. till 12 a.m. come rain or shine, with music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. For more information, call 508-431-7002.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
Summer isn't fun when you're hungry.
If only I had a big test today.
Or a book report to give.
Give me a math quiz.
Give me some homework.
If your child relies on free school lunches, we can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I'll stay after class.
I'll clean the chalkboard.
I'll keep my desk real clean.
So they can stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun.
I'll do extra homework.
I'll clean the class pet's cage.
I'll skip recess.
I wish I was in school.
I wish I was in school.
School might end, but free lunches don't have to. Find your local Feeding America food bank for help. Together, we're feeding America.
Contact Rhode Island Community Food Bank at rifoodbank.org. That's rifoodbank.org. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A meeting has been planned for you as well as family and friends in the city of Attleboro on Saturday, June 20th, with a rain date already in place for the 21st for the 7th annual Expo for the Senses. Explore your senses with the sights, sounds, and the taste of summer with live performances, great food, a Ferris wheel, and even a sand sculpture. This citywide block party will be set up right smack dab in the middle of downtown Attleboro, stretching out through Gilbert Perry Square, the Common, in front of City Hall, and the Attleboro Arts Museum. So mark your calendar today for a day to remember.
What is one of the deadliest cancers with low survival rates? The answer is esophageal cancer. And that is why it's so important to participate in the SALGI Esophageal Cancer Research Walk on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. at Warwick City Park. Tickets are only $20 in advance, and you can register as an individual or as a team. My family is walking in memory of my nephew, Bob LaRoche, who succumbed to this disease last year. I hope you can join me and my family by calling the SALGI Foundation at 401-615-5869 and walk with us on June 20th. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks. Special delivery. It's a trial. I have to be there at 10 tomorrow.
That poor boy. Daddy, how can you be so oppressive?
That's the older generation's answer to everything. He gets a little tap on the head.
Oh, so now it's just a little tap, is it?
Admit it, Daddy. You're just vindictive.
All right, now hold it. You see, today is Sunday. Not that I'm a religious man, but I feel on this day of worship, it would be wrong to strangle your children.
I love my mom and dad and my brothers, too, and the groovy way we get along.
Every time the slightest little thing goes wrong, mom starts to sing this familiar song.
Wait till your father gets, until your father gets, wait till your father gets home.
Am I the only one that remembers this show?
And we aren't about to desert him.
Kids today like to have their own way, and what Daddy doesn't know won't hurt him.
I think my mom's just swell,
but she starts to yell.
Every time we have a fuss,
just wait till your father gets, until your father gets, wait till your father gets home. See what I mean?
How many people remember this show? I think I'm the only one. I really do. Welcome to back to Out and About with Elaine LaRoche, and Elaine's not here. She actually is left for the day. Mike Catanzaro here with you to the top of the hour. If you'd like to call us, you know, it's Father's Day this weekend, Father's Day tomorrow, actually. If you'd like to give us a call, chime in about your experiences with your dad, you can do so. 508-222-1320. That's 508-222-1320. I think I'm the only one that remembers this cartoon. It was on during 1972. I remember watching it when I was a kid, and I do remember my mother used to use that a lot because, you know, there's only so much you can get away with mom, right, or punished by mom, but dad was like the capital punishment. So if you did something major, your mom would send you into your room, which was like the holding cell, right, and then your dad would come home from work. And that was the time that you were going to get that major punishment. So anyway, I have an experience with my dad. It is Father's Day. I wanted to share this with you when we were talking about driving. And I think when I learned how to drive a car, I'm trying to remember now because it's been a while. And I think it was probably shortly after I was in high school. I graduated in 1987. I'm not afraid to admit that. It's a long time ago for some. And I was a young whippersnapper, probably about 17 years old at the time. And my father had a 1972 Dodge Dot, otherwise known as the Tank. We used to call it the Tank, the Battleship. You know, these cars, you couldn't kill them. I think I got into like a few dent bangers with them. And, you know, the other cars got the worst end of it, and the, you know, our car never got a scratch. But I remember one occasion, my father had this also K car. Does anybody remember K cars back then? They were pretty, in my opinion, and my wife's, they were pretty ugly K cars. I wasn't really into K cars, but my, you know, they were cool because I got a chance to learn how to drive on one. My dad would sit in the driver's seat, you know, up front, and one time at our beach house in Narragansett, he decided to take me out and show me how to drive, or teach me. And prior to that, we used to go in the parking lots and, you know, do all the little basic things like Elaine was talking about, you know, drive, practice parking, you know, backing up and all that fun stuff. Well, anyway, now and then he would have me drive around the small neighborhoods, you know, with him in the car telling me, to, you know, practicing to get to the stop sign, to stop. I had problems with stopping for some reason. I just wanted to keep going. That was something my dad didn't think was cool. But we were on this dirt road, you know, and this was in Narragansett, Rhode Island, back in the day. And I remember this one time my father took me out on this excursion of learning how to drive, and the dirt road turned all of a sudden into a highway. And my dad was freaking out. And he was, you know, I think I was kind of scared too, because, you know, merging onto a highway, especially if you're new and you're just learning how to drive, you know, that can be a little bit of a frightening experience. And I remember my dad going, you know, saying, that's it, I can't handle this anymore. When we get back home, I'm going to sign you up with the driving school, and someone's going to teach you how to drive. I don't have patience for this. And at least my father admitted it. He had no patience for teaching us how to drive, but, you know, he was patient enough to at least let us get in the car with him. But it's at least better than what my dad did with his father when he learned how to drive a car. My father told me that he smashed up my grandfather's brand new car on the Jersey Barrier back in the 50s when he was learning. So anyway, so that's that. What's your experience? Did you have an experience, a positive experience with your dad, or a funny experience with your dad? It is Father's Day. You know, it takes a special man to be a dad, a special person to be a dad. Our hats off to you guys who are our fathers out there. I know that I am not a dad. I don't know if I could handle being a dad. I'm sure that if I could, you know, or when the time's right, I will. But I think it really takes a lot of patience to be a father. Something special inside a person to be a lot of self-sacrifice, amen, to be a dad. Well, anyway, let's continue here. I wanted to share with you about some stuff that's going on too, because this is out and about, so we have to continue on along with the theme. And if you got something that you're doing with your dad too, or if there's something going on in the community that we have not mentioned, now's your chance to give a voice. We got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour. You can call us at, again, 508-222-1320. I want to give that opportunity to add to the show. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep going on and on, because, you know, microphones plus Michael's mouth will, you know, could keep going on for hours. But this is not all about me. This is about audience participation. You are what makes this particular show happen, as well as any other show. This is audience participation. We want to remind you that if you are looking for something to do with Dad, Lasalette Shrine right here in Attleboro, you know, those are the folks that put on the Beautiful Light Show every year. And they're located over at 947 Park Street in Attleboro. They're having a barbecue with fathers because it's Father's Day this weekend. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? You just tuned in, and, you know, it's Father's Day tomorrow. Sunday, June 21st, from 1 to 4 p.m., there's going to be Indian, Italian, Haitian, Argentinian, French, Canadian grilled specialties right on the shrine grounds. So go down there, check it out. It's supposed to be a good day, a fun day, right over at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Lasalette. Now, we do want to tell you about an event that's taking place on June 26th, 27th, and 28th. I believe that's next weekend. Also at Lasalette, they're having a huge yard sale, festival, fairgrounds, building shrines, all sorts of stuff going on. And from what I understand, the proceeds are to benefit La Salette Shrine's various ministries and soup kitchen. So we always like to promote different things that especially the ministries are taking an event taking place. Are you thinking about going to the movies? Out and about? That's out and about, right? Going to movies, taking some time. I know we got a couple of minutes left. Me and my wife, on our anniversary, you know, I was asking Sue yesterday, because she's already gearing up. You know, she started gearing up Friday. Oh, it's our anniversary. She started celebrating officially yesterday, as soon as we got home from the bus. She was all excited about this weekend. So she was thinking about all the possible things that we could be doing this weekend today, which is our anniversary day. And one of the things that she thought about doing is going to the movies. And there's a lot of movies out there. I don't know if you've been to the movies, if you're a person that likes going to the movies. Movies are fun. I usually like, you know, movies are good for two things. A, if it's really hot out and I want to get air conditioned, or if it's raining and I don't have anything else to do, I'll either go to the movies or maybe go play bowling or something indoors, right? Well, we have one of the things that is playing is a movie called Inside Out. It's a heartwarming tale of childhood joy, sadness, anger, and fear. It looks to be a family-type movie, and when I looked at it, it's rated PG, so that's good. And it has the voices of Amy Poehler, Louis Black, Bill Hader, Mindy Kaling, Diane Lane. That's I'm looking at it. It's got 3.5 stars. So it's a animated movie by Pixar. It looks to be like a pretty cool movie to check out and go see. That's something that you might want to look at. I'm just kind of like just looking around. I'm not one that likes movies that are just. I'm looking for movies that are funny and movies that have a little bit of everything in it. Love and Mercy got 4 out of 5 stars, believe it or not. And I believe that I'm looking at the clock here, and I think I'm running out of time. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. I didn't get a chance to go into everything, so maybe next week we'll talk a little bit about
listening to WARA fireworks. AM 1320 Attleboro.